The Polyptych of Grumeloda, Zanchi is made up of five oil paintings by Vittore Carpaccio and is inside the parish church of St. Mary of the Assumption in Grumeloda, Zanchi. Vittore Carpaccio was a painter who worked at the turn of two centuries, the 15th and the 16th, periods rich in important developments of painting and art. But this did not change the pictorial characteristic of Carpaccio that previously created paintings with a Flemish influence where the care of perspective and details were important and always accurate. Carpaccio was called a collector because of his solitary but curious nature, always looking for messages that could come from the environment surrounding him. The land of Bergamo, which became Venetian rule after 1428, welcomed many Venetian artists, as well as works that had been commissioned by migrants from Bergamo. These one, having found fortune in Venice, commissioned works to artists to adorn the churches of their places of origin and to show they had reached a better social position. In the commissions, there was, therefore, a demand not only for excellent executions, but also suitable for the valley dwellers and accordingly responding to certain canons of simplicity and immediate understanding. The work may have been commissioned by the Zanchi family, an important family of the territory and founder of the village as indicated in the place name itself. The panels making up the polyptych were painted in Venice and transported by water and then on mountain paths. The polyptych was perhaps embellished with a statue of Our Lady of the Assumption placed in the center, and originally it is likely it decorated the apse wall of the parish church of Grumeloda of Zanchi. Then, over time, the tables frequently changed their placement and arrangement, being divided and brought together in new forms. The polyptych is not mentioned in the texts of art historians until a drawing made by Giacomo Carora. This lack makes impossible a certain reconstruction about the original arrangement. Even the dating, which seems certain for the two panels depicting the saints John and James, 1496, would be postponed for the two tables depicting the saints ascetics. The first restoration in 1932 was carried out by Mauro Pollicelli, then in 1955 by Dante Paravisi. In 1973 the polyptych was stolen, found the following year and then restored again in 1975 by Antonio Bernini. In recent times, the polyptych has been restored by the Kreberg Foundation, which has not only restored the painting, but also corrected the mistakes made in previous restorations. The polyptych consists of five panels arranged on three orders. The tables are of different sizes. The saints are in fact of superior measures and are of excellent execution. The two tables depicting the saints John the Evangelist and James Major are considered to be of excellent execution, even if they are presented with rough simplicity, as it was wanted by the commissioners. They appear as two mannequins wrapped in large rigid drapes, which seem to hold them up. The doubt about their position on the polyptych is given by their looks. They are both looking to the right. Saint John is depicted with the eagle next to him and the gospel book in his hands, while Saint James is depicted at an advanced age reading the gospel. The panels of Saint Jerome and Saint Anthony the Abbot were the most deteriorated. Both saints are placed in a desert environment, at the foot of distant mountains. Next to Saint Jerome are the attributes that make him recognizable, the lion to whom he removed the thorn and the skull. Saint Anthony Abbot has near him the cross in the shape of Tau, the bell and the pig. The panel depicting God the Father is housed in a secluded position and would be considered a copy of the original table.